Well, Navy's work, and they sent him to the hospital and paid him a big salary all the time, you see. And he had a service that connected this building. I didn't have a thing. I couldn't get one.
Fact, you're better off.
So after I passed 65, the pastor, veteran pastor Lord, you see, that wouldn't tell you something if you was disabled in it. And so I laid in my complaint and found out that I had a pretty bad ulcerated stomach and went to the hospital and got connected. And a friend of mine that was a city delivery carrier in West Point came here one day and said, "I'm going to Jackson." He said, "You read that law they passed?" I said, "Yeah, but I can't get anything out of it. Yeah, I think you got to be totally disabled and don't have any income worth anything to get it. That's the way I read it." He said, "That's the way I read it too, but," said, "I got a railroad friend there in West Point that's getting a whole lot more money out of the government than me and you're getting from mail care. And he's getting it," and said, "I was a fool if I didn't go get it. I'm going down there and see you." And he said, "Well, as soon as I find out, I'll let you know." I said, "Well, you do that. But I don't think there's anything for me at all. I don't feel it." Well, he went and he got it and told me he got it. And so I went down and they said, "Yes." I got a doctor examined me thorough and pronounced the condition. And I went down there and the man told me, says, "Now the government ain't gonna take your doctor. They're gonna have to do it themselves." And says, "You'll have to come down here sometime and get an examination and prove that you got the disability before they'll accept it." And said, "But they're there, give you an examination and pretty soon." He said, "I don't see no reason why you can't get it." And so it wasn't long until they called me down and they said, "Yes, you're entitled to it." And again, started it on $78.75 a month. That's the way it settled, you see, $78. Well, at the time, I had a brother-in-law that come here that had been in the banking business here all his life and hadn't saved anything. He told me after that he had built him a nice home in two different places and never did pay for it. He just didn't get enough out of it to pay for it. So he came here and didn't know what I was going, what I was doing. He was in the Army too. He said, "Well, I want to go down there and try that too." But he was in the bank at the time. They drafted him, and the bank got in such business they had the draft board went and pulled him out. I never heard of that before. They pulled him out to straighten up them books and things just at the bank. So they'd go, you see. Nice. And he didn't stay there but just a short time. So when he went to get this $75, he didn't have no record, you see, of anything that's worth anything. Even though he had the disability, he didn't have enough service to qualify. Mm-hmm. So he dug in here, see what I was getting, you see. Well, I was on the school board at that time getting anywhere $10 to $30 a month, $10 a day, you see, for each day. And we had, well, one time we got 5 or 6 days, I don't know how many. So I was getting pretty good salary. Well, he wasn't getting anything after he'd been in the bank all day. I was just a poor country farmer out here not doing anything.
You did right well.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'd like to go back and ask you a little bit more about how you started a farm here. I think this, I'd like to change this tape here.